This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Karki calls on political parties to ensure peace, stability and participation in elections. Nepal records 649 billion rupees trade deficit in 5 months despite 58% rise in export. And Russia intensifies strikes on Odessa of Ukraine, causing power cuts and port damage. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has called on political parties to work together to maintain peace and stability and to participate actively in the election process. Speaking at a discussion on the law and management of the House of Representatives election at Singhadarbar yesterday, Prime Minister Karki also urged all political parties to reject violence, cooperate with one another and contribute to the country's development and progress. She said that there was broad agreement among political parties, civil society and the government that elections should be held, noting that only a few cases pending in court remained unresolved. Referring to the recent Gen Z movement, the Prime Minister said political parties must address public concerns through reform and dialogue. She also reiterated that elections must be held within the stipulated timeline. The Supreme Court of Nepal has successfully recovered 7,500 case files that were previously damaged or feared lost due to arson during the Zenzi protest in September. According to the court records, out of 24,234 cases pending as of September 8th, a staggering 20,034 case files were burned during the unrest. Only 4,200 files of active cases were safe. Additionally, approximately 197,000 historical archives were destroyed in the fire. Following the incident, the Supreme Court established a formal procedure to request copies of these files from the concerned parties and stakeholders. The court has set a deadline until the end of pause for the submission of these documents. Supreme Court spokesperson Arjun Prasad Koirala confirmed that as of Sunday, a total of 7,535 files have been collected. Of these, 6,810 were gathered from the collection center located within the Supreme Court premises, while 725 files were received from other sources. Any individual receiving wages from the institutions funded by the federal, provincial or local governments will be ineligible to contest the House of Representatives election under the proportional representation system. The rule applies even if the person is named on the party's close list. According to the House of Representatives Member Election Guidelines First Amendment 2025, individuals charged with corruption, rape, human trafficking or smuggling, drug smuggling, money laundering, passport misuse, or abduction will be disqualified. The guidelines state that candidates convicted of any offence will be ineligible if 2 years have not passed since completing their sentence. The candidacy of individuals included in the party's closed list will also be cancelled if they are finally convicted of crimes punishable by life imprisonment or a jail term of 20 years or more. The country has incurred a trade deficit of 649.68 billion rupees in the first 5 months of the current fiscal year. According to the Customs Department, total trade amounted to 882.69 billion rupees with imports of 766.19 billion rupees and exports of just 116.50 billion rupees. Imports increased by 15.83% and exports by 58.17% compared to the same period last year. Petroleum products, smartphones and iron products were among the major imports, while soybean oil, large cardamom, carpets and sunflower oil led exports. The country faced a large trade deficit of over 339.2 billion rupees with India and 163.27 billion rupees with China, while trade profits were recorded with Romania, Sweden and Iraq. Preparations are underway to build the Buri Gandaki hydropower projects A and B in Gorkha district. Project A will generate 103.4 megawatts, while Project B will generate 226 megawatts of power. Both projects use run-of-the-river technology. Buri Gandaki hydropower projects A will be built in Machakhola with water dropped from 111 meters and connected to the Buri Gandaki hydropower project B through a 12.7 kilometer transmission line. The environmental impact and power purchase agreements have been completed. Surveys are being updated up after the earthquake and construction is expected to start in the upcoming dry season. The combined 329.4 megawatts of electricity will be linked to the Lapa substation in Thading district. Pokhara Metropolitan City has ordered the removal of workshops, garages and scrap collection centres along major roads including sections of the Prithibi Siddhartha and Pokhara Baglung highways. The city says such structures obstruct traffic, spoil the city's appearance and harm environmental cleanliness. Businesses have been given 35 days to relocate and non-compliance will be dealt with under the law. Mayor Dhanaraj Acharya urged residents to support the campaign and asked hardware shops and depots not to place materials or signboards along the roadside. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Russia has stepped up attacks on Ukraine's southern Odessa region, causing widespread power outages and targeting maritime infrastructure. According to the BBC, Ukrainian officials described the strikes as systematic, aimed at cutting Ukraine off key sea routes. Ukraine's Deputy Prime Minister Oleh Kuleba said the focus on the war may be shifting towards Odessa. President Volodymyr Zelensky called the repeated attacks an attempt to block Ukraine's maritime logistics. On Monday evening, strikes hit port infrastructure, damaging a civilian vessel. Earlier attacks destroyed dozens of containers of flour and vegetable oil and left 120,000 people without electricity. Last week, a missile strike on Pivdeni port killed 8 and injured at least 30. Other strikes temporarily cut off a region's only bridge to Moldova and killed a woman traveling with her 3 children. The escalation follows Russian threats in December to sever Ukraine's sea access in retaliation for drone attacks on Russian tankers. U.S. President Donald Trump has appointed Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry as a special envoy to Greenland, reigniting tensions with Denmark. According to the BBC, Trump said U.S. needed Greenland for national protection and that Landry would lead the charge on the island, which he has previously suggested the U.S. might annex. The move angered Copenhagen, which said it would summon the U.S. ambassador for an explanation. Greenland's prime minister stressed that the island must decide their own fate and that its territorial integrity must be respected. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly cloudy in Kosi province and it will remain mainly fair in the rest of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sushila Karghi calls on political parties to ensure peace, stability and participation in the upcoming elections. Nepal records 649 billion rupees trade deficit in 5 months despite 58% rise in export. And Russia intensifies strikes on Odessa of Ukraine, causing power cuts and port damage. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.